This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, April 3. Cross-cultural connections. Our reading comes from Revelation chapter 7. After this, I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, "Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen." In His grand design, God calls us to embrace cross-cultural connections and celebrate the diversity among us. The vision in Revelation reveals a glimpse of the eternal kingdom, where people from every nation, tribe, and language will stand united before the throne, worshiping our Lord and Savior. Cross-cultural connections allow us to experience the richness and beauty of God's creation. As we interact with people from different cultures, we can learn, grow, and broaden our perspectives. We discover the immense tapestry of humanity, woven together by the Creator's loving hand. This also requires humility, openness, and a willingness to step out of our comfort zones. It calls us to set aside preconceived notions and to appreciate the backgrounds and experience of others. Through genuine relationships, we can foster unity, break down barriers, and bridge gaps that divide us. Following Jesus' example, we learn to love and accept others as they are. Doing so, we become ambassadors of reconciliation and unity, reflecting the heart of God to a fragmented world. Today, let's seek opportunities to engage with individuals from different cultures, listening, learning, and building meaningful relationships. And may our lives bear witness to the power of God's love, fostering unity among all peoples. Pray with me. Lord, we cherish your diverse creation. Use us for unity and reconciliation, reflecting your love. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.